Welcome to the Unstoppable Success Podcast, where we spotlight visionary leaders who have mastered the art of growth, purpose, and powerful connections. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger, connector, high performance coach, and creator of the Leap to Your Success framework and Two Steps to Yes. Each week, we dive into bold insights, real conversations, and powerful strategies to fuel your growth, deepen your relationships, and ignite transformational momentum. And why? Because you were meant to be unstoppable. Now, let's leap into the podcast.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another amazing episode of the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Jacqueline Strominger, and on this podcast, we hear from amazing leaders and their game-changing insights. Our goal is to help you become a better leader, because when we have better leaders, we have better people out in the universe, right? And so today, I have an amazing guest. I'm like Devin Gonzalez, and I'm going to give you a little bit about Devin. So Devin is a fitness entrepreneur, podcast host whose journey has been marked by passion, resilience, and growth. Starting as a martial arts instructor at age 13, it's quite young, he quickly developed a love for fitness and mentorship. Devin has transitioned to personal training, to building a six-figure business without relying on an online model, which is absolutely fantastic. By 28, he became a gym owner, creating a community that prioritized both physical and personal growth. And he founded Strive 11, or I should say, is it Strive 11 or Strive 11?
Strive 11.
I figured. I just want to make sure, because, you know, some people do crazy things with numbers. Strive 11 Fitness, and scaled it to a successful franchise, becoming CEO at 31. So, Devin, welcome to Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God, it's my pleasure. All right. So, couple of huge questions right off the bat. At 13.
Yep.
were you instructing at 13?
Yeah. So at 13, I got my black belt, and that was when essentially like the opportunity to become an instructor, or, you know, an assistant instructor was presented. And it was a nice, rewarding feeling, you know. And, you know, to get that, especially not loving martial arts in the beginning, you know, because I was one of those kids that was too old to be in the little kid class, but too little to be in the older kid class. So every time we would have to like spar and fight, I was always getting my butt kicked. But then, you know, having some lessons and stuff from one of the head coaches, and more so like the mindset aspect that he kind of gave to me. And he was like, look, you're getting your butt kicked, right? Either way. Why not just go out there and swing? Why not just, you know, try? What's the worst that's going to happen? You still get your butt kicked? And I was like, I never thought of it like that. And then so I did it. And then I realized I can actually hold my own. And it was this huge, like, light bulb and like weight lifted off my shoulders and self-accomplishment and self, you know, confidence that was built. And so getting that opportunity at 13, I wanted to be able to give that to, you know, other kids.
Yeah. That's huge. So, I mean, you mentioned mindset in there. So I do want to talk about that, but I want to ask you, you know, something, you know, in your journey. So you opened up your gym, and now you're franchising. So I want you to talk a little bit about and share your experience about being that CEO and leading people at your gym. And how do you, you know, keeping them going?
I mean, I think there's definitely two phases to that, right? Because leading the members is one thing, right? And realizing with them, like they're coming in for a service, they're coming in for a goal or a reason why, and continuously tying them to it and essentially bringing it to that forefront for them, that's the easiest way to get them to buy into the leadership, right? Because you're the expert, you're essentially the doctor prescribing them the solution to get their goals. But making sure that you are listening to the clients or to the members, right? If they have feedback, if they have problems, like the easiest way to lose credibility as a leader, and especially in the gym space, is not listening to the client's actual problems, right? If you're just kind of just waiting for them to stop talking to give your next pitch or give whatever you're going to say, it's like, that's not what they're going to listen to. They follow you because they trust you. You have to build that rapport. But from the team standpoint and from my trainer standpoint, it is a little bit different, right? Because now everyone's the experts, but having them to buy into doing it a certain way and to realize that it's about the team and it's not about the individual, right? So with that, it's giving them different analogies, giving them different perspectives on the same issue. Like, for example, today, one of my managers told me that she had a conversation with one of our trainers, not uncomfortable, but a little awkward on the way he said it. And so when my manager told him, you know, about this situation, he got super defensive and said, you know, I understand this is Devin's business and, you know, whatever. And it was like, that's not the delivery or he didn't take it the way it was supposed to be delivered. Right. So she tried to reword it a few times. And so I went over with her on how to say it a little differently, how to, you know, when someone says X, you can respond with Y, to get them to understand, because you want to put yourself in their shoes and like and want them to be a part of the team, but not belittling them, right? And so what he had said essentially was along the lines of, he gave advice to one of the challenge winners and that's why she won, and the delivery was supposed to be where you don't want to say the advice I gave her or the supplement I gave her made her win, because you're belittling all of the work she just put in for the last 11 weeks. Like, this girl was coming in twice a day, you know, busting her butt. And now you're just saying at the last 2 weeks, you gave her a piece of advice and that's why she won. She was winning since the 5 week mark. Right. You know, so it's like, but when you say that and other members hear it, they all of a sudden are looking at you like, do you really think you're that good? Like, is it, you know, so it's giving it to the trainer and having them come down to understand it. And when you can have them buy into why you're saying it, the reason behind, not the what, but the why, then it allows you to actually lead. Like, you don't want to just give what's like, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. It's like, but why?
Right. And it's actually, if somebody's coming to your business at Strive 11 Fitness and they've had a challenge, you know, it's congratulating them for all the effort that they've put in and make it a team thing, because you are here. We helped, you know, yes, we helped you, you know, take your vision and mm-hmm. help you lead to get it. I helped you. It's a, we helped you and we, and you did the work. Right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So thinking about that because now you've got how many gyms do you have?
We have three right now. And then when our FDD renews, because every year you have to renew your franchise disclosure documents, like taxes essentially. But we have three more that will be on the tail end of May or tail end of June, once everything is going. So we should be at six by the middle of this year.
So six franchises by the middle of this year. Okay. So now I want to talk to you about so you've got, you know, the three right now, right? Mm-hmm. You got probably your main one. And then are there two others that are franchises?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So how are you leading the franchise owners?
Great question. And so this is kind of a conversation that I have with the franchise owners, but also that I have with my managers as they go from trainer to assistant manager to manager, because you may know how to do something, right? Like, I could teach the franchisee how to do everything, but it's almost like that movie Inception with like Leonardo DiCaprio, right? And there's a next level to it and a deeper level to it. So now you have to explain the why we do it. And then once you're a manager, you have to explain the why we do it and why we do it, you know, why we explain it that way, so that the person can buy it in at the base level, right? And so with the franchisees, training them on not just the what and how we do things, but the why and the understanding and the reason behind each and everything. Because all of the different services, the products that we offer, there is a psychological aspect to it. Everything we've added, there's, from the member standpoint, what makes them cancel a gym membership, what makes them feel unfulfilled by, you know, a personal training session, by a, you know, gym that they're currently attending, and how can we solve that problem, right? So understanding that reason and not just using that as the pitch, because someone's like, oh, no class times, cool. But then tying it to, have you ever gone to a gym where you had to book a class ahead of time? Well, yes. Have you ever ran late to that class? Yeah, I have. Okay, well, when you ran late to that class, was it a little awkward when you opened the door and everyone turned to look at you, right? And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah. And I'm like, is that one of the reasons that you're kind of leaving that gym? You got called out maybe at that the other gym and it made you feel a little uncomfortable? Well, yeah, that's one of the reasons. Okay, awesome. That will never happen here because you're never late to a class.
Got it. So tell me a little bit about what makes your gym different.
So, I mean, it is a boot camp style model, right? But the difference is that we don't have class times. So unlike traditional models where you book a 5 a.m. class, a 6:15 class, for us, you just come in during operating hours. When you come in, one of the trainers will show you the warm up, and then you can jump into one of the 11 stations. That's where the Strive 11 comes from. But one of the 11 stations, and all of these stations are on a singular timer for the room. So everyone's rotating together, right? So each day there's a different muscle split, a different workout. So it's not just the same repetitive thing day after day, but you're getting that group energy. You're getting that group, you know, camaraderie like you would at a boot camp, but you're getting that flexibility like you would at a big box gym.
Got it. Okay. Got it. So it's almost like, you know, so you're combining a couple of different models all into one.
Correct. It's like big box corporate gym blended with boot camp, blended with personal training.
Right. Got it. And so is there, you know, in that same model, can somebody buy into like specifically one-on-one? Where they don't necessarily want to go through, like jump into, you know, I want to get there whenever I get there, but I actually want someone to whip my ass kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, believe me, every workout, even myself, we just had a member appreciation day, which is where we work out with all of our trainers, work out with the members, and, you know, they get to be the, you know, train the trainer kind of thing. They work out alongside us, but they're yelling at us the whole time. But the workout is designed essentially to fit any fitness level, right? So that personal training aspect comes from each station being able to be modified easier or harder depending on the individual. But if you did want to do one-on-ones, we do have those time allotments, which is usually off hours of our normal workout program. So like we have the 6 hour block in the morning, then there's a 4 hour gap in the middle of the day. There's no, you know, classes essentially. And then that's where that one-on-one can happen. Or on the weekends, essentially, it could happen after we close at 11 a.m. And then our evening block is 3 to 9. So members can come in anytime 3 to 9, get the Strive workout, you know, and go that route.
So interesting. So, you know, one of the things that you also shared, you know, is, and being the CEO of a company and sharing your vision, you know, how do you find that you're able to not only share your vision, but capture the vision of the people, I mean, that are not only like your managers, but also your franchise owners?
I like to ask questions, right? So my main thing is knowing why they're coming on, why, as a franchisee or, you know, getting hired. Let's say they're part of my team and I'm hiring them. One of my questions in the interview process is, what is your dream job? Right. And because being a fitness trainer might not be their dream job. They might want to be a marketer. Right. It's like, okay. But if I know your dream job, and as we continue to grow, if that alignment opens, that might be able something that you can kind of lateral transfer into. Right. I want to continue your buy-in and create your dream job where possible. From the franchisee standpoint, it's like, why do you want to come on as a franchisee? Why do you want to open your own business? Right. And asking those questions so that I can understand what their reason is. Otherwise, if I just think that their reasons are the same as mine, I guarantee they're probably not. Right. Like the money isn't it for me. Like I actually enjoy seeing people grow and seeing people like my team, the franchisees, but then also even from high school, you know, way back when I had a t-shirt company, I like seeing my logo in all over school, all over town. And so just seeing my logo, you know, yeah, seeing my logo in a different city, like that's the rewarding aspect for me. Right. So I know that's not going to be a franchisee's why. And so I need to understand what their reason is so that I can make sure that I align all the trainings and all the, you know, analogies to that.
Yeah. You know, it's very astute that you say that. And so I really want to commend you and listeners and leaders. This is an important, I think this is a critical point, and I want to say game changing, yes, but it's pointed, and it's not that this is new, but it's something that I think a lot of people forget about. You know, knowing what the people who are in your fold's mission is and their dreams are, is going to help you as a leader find what is going to motivate the people on your team. And it's so key to know that. It's really great. So you talked a little bit about, you know, and you shared mindset is really important. And you shared, you know, when you're 13 and those, you know, you're getting beat up and all of a sudden your mindset's changing, right? Like having somebody help you with that. How do you see mindset now? Like, you know, like in the different stages, you know, from student to, you know, working, so to speak, to deciding to own your gym, to now being the CEO?
I mean, the titles are the only thing to me that differentiates the stages, like the mindset, the personality traits, the skill, all those things are pretty much the same in the fact that mindset is the beginning and the ending of anything. If you believe that you can achieve it, you can, right? In the moment you stop believing you can achieve it is the moment it becomes impossible, right? Because you're going to see every reason why you can't versus every reason why you can. But at every stage, essentially, you should be a student, right? I was talking with someone and they have a metaphor that they like to say, or, you know, a kind of like a little tagline. It's white belt mentality, right? And the reason for white belt mentality is that in martial arts, it goes white belt to black belt, right? And you would think that black belt would be the ending, you're a master and so forth. But in martial arts, there's black belt first degree, black belt second degree, black belt third degree, and so forth. So that's the point where you're really starting to learn, right? So you always have to have that white belt mentality and always be a student. Because if you think you are the best, that's the moment you're actually getting worse.
Exactly, right? Yes, you always have to, because we always know that there's something that we can learn from or do. Nobody is the be all end all. Nobody has the ultimate knowledge.
Exactly. And things are changing so frequently. And so it's like, you have to realize that just because things are going well right now, your team's doing awesome right now, doesn't mean it's always going to be like that. That doesn't mean you need to look for problems that aren't problems, but you also need to keep your ears open, your eyes open, because there is other stuff you can improve on. Like my thing is always trying to get 1% better each and every day in one area of life. Right. And if you can do that, you're going to be so much better next year, 2 years, 5 years from now.
Yep. So how do you do that? How do you get 1% better?
I mean, the things that you're doing now that aren't fulfilling or aren't leading you to your goals, just, you know, try to minimize or eliminate them. Right. Because I know telling someone never to go on social media again isn't really going to happen. But it's like, if you looked at your screen time on Instagram or on social media, like how often are you really on it? And it's like, well, let's take an hour of that and put it towards going to your, you know, something to your goal, whether it's reading, listening to podcasts such as this one, watching a YouTube video. Like I'm a huge, you know, advocate for YouTube University, right? I've learned a ton over the years through YouTube, right? Especially not having traditional selling skills. Right. I did at the corporate location, you know, I worked at as my first personal training job, but it wasn't real selling. Like they had their script and it was only follow this, don't stray away, no reasons why. And so I used to kind of watch YouTube and take it my own way. And I was getting better sales than majority of the salespeople. And then I was getting in trouble for not following the script. I was like, I don't understand. Like I'm doing the same thing a different way and I'm getting in trouble. Like, do you not want the sales? Like, I'm not getting sales your way. Like, can I do it?
That's a management problem, and we need to like figure out who that is, and I can go and help them.
Exactly. So that's the big thing. I'm huge on like YouTube University, right? And be careful though, don't get stuck on clicking the thumbnails, which I am very guilty of. Is, you know, the little clickbait things that you click on the side, and then now you're down a rabbit hole that you have. It's just not even about what you're trying to learn, anyways. But if you can watch something, right, a sales video or, you know, how to build a website, whatever it is, one thing a day, one thing a week makes you so much better, right? And now that becomes common sense to you. And this is one of the lessons that I want to say as a leader, I learned through my own mistakes, and it was almost like a light bulb to me. My former business partner, you know, was kind of getting frustrated when I stepped away to do the franchise side and he was running our gym and there was issues arising. And I was like, why didn't you just let me know? He's like, because I know you have a lot on your plate and I was trying to figure it out. And I was like, yeah, but it's common sense. And he's like, common sense to who? And he's like, I don't know. Like, and I was like, oh man. And then I realized common sense is only common to the person that knows it. Right. So if you watch YouTube, listen to podcasts, read a book, if now that information is now common sense to you as you start to see it throughout your life.
You know, it's so true. Like in common sense, there's common sense and then there's almost like common knowledge, right? You know,
right.
And short supply of both.
Yeah. Both common sense and common knowledge, both are the same. They're both only common to the people that know it. Like yeah. you didn't know a stove was hot until you touched a stove that was hot.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Right. And somebody could tell it to you, mm-hmm. but hey, stoves can be hot, but how do you know it's hot? Right. So it is, it's quite true what people know and don't know. And learning is so important in reading and listening. Like I love audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love audio, like just sitting there listening to a book. You know, I listen to amazing leadership books, just all, you know, just listen to great people and hearing what they have to say. As long as it's a good story too, otherwise it can put you to sleep. But, you know, it's great way to learn and absorb. So mm-hmm. I love that. So Devin, what is your next big agenda?
I mean, I think I kind of am on my next big agenda. Like this is going to be there's so many tangents from this, my current path that I want to do, that just like a lot of entrepreneurs, or just like a lot of leaders, you got to make sure you kind of stay in the zone first and not get, you know, distracted by every sparkling object. Right. But for me, it's, you know, getting from the three locations we have now to hitting 100 plus locations. But throughout that time frame, essentially we'll be launching our own supplement line. We'll be launching a few different versions of our franchise model, meaning like in a license version, meaning like in a big box gym, they could essentially have our model within their model. And so there's some different tangents, but for me, like I love what I'm doing and I'm not trying. Some people build businesses to exit them. Like, and I understand that's what you should build it so that you could exit it, but I don't see myself not working. My ADD won't let it happen.
You know, it's so funny. We have, along with the podcast, I have another company called Missing Link Network, and it's a networking company anyway, but we talk about that, you know, it's like growing that. And it's like, you know, I think of it more as a legacy. Mm-hmm. Offer to hand over eventually, maybe one of these days, to my, you know, teenage children, that they could take over. And I never even think about it from the standpoint of selling it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, and I think, I mean, there's no right way to do business, right? And it's, some people build, sell, and start something new. For me, like this is what I love. I love fitness and I love business, you know, and it's just awesome that I've been already in both industries. So it's, for me, it's building it. If I do sell it one day, you know, it's not something that it's designed to do right now. Like that's not in my game plan, you know, but building the business, continue to build my family. I have a newborn, a second one on the way. So that's a big one coming.
Love that. Okay. So Devin, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. You've got great information. You're a great leader. Love what you're doing. And fitness is so important also in general. So how can people get in touch with you and learn more about you and maybe even becoming a franchise owner?
I mean, the best way to get in contact is probably just Instagram, but it's just devin.gonzalez. And then if you want to check out the gym, it's just Strive11 Fitness.
Got it. Okay. Well, we will have those in the show notes. So guys, listeners, connect with Devin. He is a wealth of information. He's got great knowledge. And, you know, it's always great to follow people who are on the path to success. So that is Devin. So do me a favor, connect with him. And I'm sure you've gotten something good out of this podcast. So do me the next favor and hit subscribe to this and share this with your friends and families and colleagues. Because again, it's the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight podcast, and we want to help make great leaders, because great leaders make great people and happy people too. I'm Jacqueline Strominger, your host, and thank you, Devin, for being a great guest. And thank you, listeners, for listening.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Unstoppable Success podcast, where we don't just talk about growth, we leap toward it. If something today lit a fire within you, sparked a new idea, or gave you the extra push forward, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode and podcast with a friend, colleague, or fellow high achiever. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and most importantly, connect with me, Jacqueline Strominger, at leaptoyoursuccess.com for coaching, community, and your next bold move. Keep leading with intention, keep building your network with purpose, and most of all, keep leaping, because you were meant to be unstoppable.